Game planning for the Baltimore Ravens continues via Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former player and coach for your favorite football team. We have the champions today, and the Baltimore Ravens are concluding three consecutive games at home. They've won their first two. They catch the Vikings today. What's the importance of a team having three consecutive games at home?
Well, it's just a comfort level, and I think that anytime you can get a string of games at home and put together a couple wins, and you kind of want to finish that streak. So Baltimore is very, very confident in their home stadium, outside in the elements. And with that defense they have, I think, you know, it's going to be a tough undertaking.
No Matt Burke, no Bryant McKinney, no Ray Lewis, no Ed Reed. Ravens are 6-6. Let's take a peek at some film via the Menards Film Room.
Okay, Paul, here we go. One of the things that I've noticed about the Viking defense is we haven't played as much cover two as we have in the past. So you're seeing a lot more what the Steelers are trying to do here. You've got three under, in this case, three deep. So you're going to have a lot more one-on-ones on the outside. Hence, you see a lot more Xavier Rhodes involvement. And this is what the Ravens are going to try to do. They're going to try to target you one-on-one and beat you deep. And in this case right here, Jacoby Jones has his man beat, has the corner beat, but Flacco in this case underthrows it. So one of the common themes you're going to see as well, just like the New Orleans Saints did back in 09, when they're going to take a shot deep, they like to play action, max protect, and when you see Flacco turn his back on the defense, be ready. You know, hold your breath because he's going to go deep. And all it takes is, like in this case, the safety from Pittsburgh takes a guess. He thinks they're going to run the out here, but Torrey Smith beats him down the middle. Ooh. Boom, Flacco this time hits him in stride, and he's able to put the ball in the end zone. This is one of the best defenses I've seen in a long time, probably since Carolina.
Really?
One of the main key factors is this big fella right here. This is Haloti Ngata, all right? So he's gotten paid all that money.
Terrell Suggs.
Exactly. Nine sacks over here,
yep.
Nine sacks over here. Now, this guy here, you try to double-team him, you figure that's what you do to a guy that's big. The Pittsburgh Steelers doing it the same way. You've got the double team,
yep,
coming off on Haloti Ngata, and just watch the strength. He clubs the guard into the center, knocks the center on the ground, gets around and makes a tackle on Le'Veon Bell for a zero gain. So
wow.
This is why an interior tackle gets paid millions and millions of dollars, because he can do things like this. This guy here in the middle is so disruptive, you're going to have to know where he is on every single snap.
That's a big-time play right there.
Absolutely. Now, against the run, top five team against the run, the Pittsburgh Steelers did get him one time. You have a third and short situation.
Nine in the box.
Hand off to Le'Veon Bell. Watch Le'Veon Bell's footwork here. Pauses just a second, lets this thing develop, finds the hole, and boom. And then watch the cutback right here. Gets the cutback on the corner and extends the play.
That's nice.
So that is one of the things that Adrian Peterson is going to have. He's going to have some patience to get a better view of it here in the end zone, where he steps to the outside, he lets this double team develop, and boom. Linebacker fills in, he comes underneath, linebacker assumes a tackle, still going to be in there, and he's not.
That's a nice move.
One of the other things against 3-4 defenses that offenses will do is spread out, open up the splits, make the two gaps wider and bigger. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of two tight ends type situations.
Well, let me ask you this. With Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, Elvis Dumervil when he's healthy, Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, Torrey Smith, why are the champions 6-6?
Well, it's one of those things where the offense at times has sputtered, and I think defensively they had a couple bad outings. And with them being at home, I think they play better. The one thing that we have to be is patient. Adrian Peterson's going to have a lot of 1-2 yard types of carries, but you got to let him do his thing, let him be patient, and he'll find a gap and maybe break a big one.